This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 35. For Thursday, August 27th, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Thursday morning. The November canola contract is up $2 at $495.60 per ton. The January contract is up $1.60 at $503.30 per ton. Hurricane Laura made landfall in southwest Louisiana last night. It is the region's most powerful storm in over a century. The storm made landfall as a Category 4 storm, but has since weakened to Category 2. Continued strength to the Canadian dollar kept a lid on further gains for canola this morning. The loonie was around 76.1 U.S. cents during early morning trade due to comparable weakness in the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar index remains around 93 points this morning. Canola prices got a boost from strength in comparable vegetable oils. Nearby soy oil contracts were up by about a third of a cent in early morning trade following reports of strong export demand. Malaysian palm oil was also stronger to start the day. According to the most recent report from Manitoba Agriculture, 2% of the province's canola has been harvested, though a lot more has been swathed. The Chicago soy complex was stronger on Thursday morning due to consistent export demand. Continued weakness in the U.S. dollar has made soybean exports globally attractive. This morning, the USDA announced a flash sale of 140,000 tons of soybeans purchased by China. According to Bloomberg, China is expected to buy 40 million tons of U.S. soybeans in 2020. According to the weekly export sales report from the USDA, weekly export sales for new crop soybeans totaled 1.8 million tons, which was in line with market expectations. Soy meal sales totaled almost 100,000 tons, which was also in line with expectations. Soy oil sales were just over 21,000 tons. Brazil's government has announced that they will be erasing import tariffs on corn, rice, and soybeans in order to temporarily fight inflation in the country. The November soybean contract is up 14 cents at $9.38 per bushel. September soy oil is up about 3/10 of a cent at 32.6 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is up $3.40 at $295 per hundredweight. Corn futures were higher this morning. The December contract is up a cent at $3.53 per bushel. Weekly export sales for new crop corn totaled 1.8 million tons last week, which was higher than expectations. Ethanol demand has stalled slightly. Last week, ethanol production totaled 931,000 barrels per day, which was up by 5,000 barrels per day. Wheat futures are mostly stronger this morning. Weekly export sales for new crop wheat was reported at 764,000 tons, which was on the higher end of expectations. Chicago December is up 5 cents at 545. Kansas City December is up 6 cents at 467. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 6.5 cents in the December contract at 539. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, August 27th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.